there any patients in your practice that you could sort of present as examples of how you go about evaluating patients with renal cell, you know, without using their names or identifying information, or maybe somebody that you've seen recently where you had to make a decision that you think would be, you know, instructive from an educational point of view?
All right, here's a patient that I've been following for maybe 7 years, a 70-something-year-old man who had very small bilateral lung nodules and really didn't want to take immunotherapy, and at the time wasn't eligible for a study because the nodules were less than a centimeter and everything had to be measurable. So we just watched him.
He had a prior primary removed?
Prior primary removed.
Did you biopsy the lung lesions?
Yes, he'd had a biopsy. It was renal cell. He was just being watched. And every time we'd see a scan, well, maybe once a year scan, he got scans at intervals, but you couldn't really see a change except if you looked back at a year ago. And there'd be like an onion ring of tumor growth around each nodule or around a few nodules, but no new nodules and nothing still as centimeter. So this was going on for probably 5 years. And then between April of 07 and August, when we got the next scan, or maybe June and November, things got a lot bigger. And there were more, and it really looked like he needed to start treatment. I guess it was later in the year than that. But at any rate, he needed to start treatment, and we were discussing what to do, and then he was having some vision problems, and lo and behold, he had brain mets. So we had to deal with that first. And he had stereotactic radiation. He had every complication known to man from steroids. And then he developed thrush, and he had complications from Diflucan, believe it or not. And then something else. And bottom line was he couldn't get started on anything for a couple of months. And he was actually starting to feel really bad. And I was not going to give him an oral agent because I thought he would have side effects with those. But we ended up giving him sunitinib because we could start it right away. And he has had a major response to it without complications. That was really fascinating because I was really frightened of treating him, to be honest with you.
Well, how long has he been on the sunitinib at this point?
Just a month.
1 month, and he's already had a response.
He's already had a response in terms of his clinical feelings. I don't have a scan, but he's clinically, he was coughing, he was feeling short of breath, his stamina is better, he's able to do the treadmill, he's feeling better.
What's his life situation? Does he have a spouse? Is he working?
He has a spouse and a son. They have a family business. They made the decision after we said, you know, we're going to have to start on treatment to sell their business, so that's been a major stress in his life. And yeah, the family is incredibly supportive.
What was it like during those 5 years when he wasn't on treatment?
He was perfectly happy to not see me and to know that he was okay for another 3 or 4 months between scans.
It must have been an interesting experience for him. I know, you know, this comes up all the time, prostate cancer, they want to stop treatment, and the question of, you know, how patients feel about not receiving therapy. How was he with it?
He, in particular, was fine. I know exactly what you're saying because there are other people where, you know, now I might see somebody with small lung nodules and what I'd have to say to them is, look, if it were me, I mean, I'm giving you advice, I would either do high-dose interleukin-2 because it's a fixed finite treatment, or if you don't really want to do that because you're worried about the toxicity, I would get another scan before starting treatment because if you're stable on your own, giving you a drug that will make you stable plus toxicity is not worth it. And some people buy that, and some people absolutely can't tolerate not doing something.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we could try to figure out why it is that he stayed stable for 5 years and all of a sudden the tumor took off? Any hypotheses?
You know, one more mutation, a different pathway takes over. I don't have any idea why that happens, but we see it all the time.
Anything happened differently with him at that point? Was anything different in his general health or lifestyle? Everything was the same, and then the tumor just took off.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, that was it. There were no new medical problems.